Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden has announced a new policy to protect about 500,000 undocumented migrants who are married to US citizens from being deported. Immigration is a key issue in November's presidential election. Mr. Biden said the change would apply to those seeking citizenship who'd been in the country for at least 10 years. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, the Democratic Congresswoman from California, Nanette Barragan, welcomed the move.
The impact is going to be huge. We're talking about 550,000 families and children that will have an impact. We've heard from individuals, and we've seen individuals today that are going to directly benefit from this, who are saying thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mr. Biden said the move would streamline the current system, which he said was cumbersome and separated families. The International Organization for Migration says nearly 600,000 people have now been displaced by gang violence in Haiti, an increase of 60% since March. The UN agency says it's a direct consequence of years of spiraling conflict between armed gangs which control large parts of the country. Here's Will Grant.
For almost 600,000 people forced from their homes by the violence, life remains extremely tough. Not only are they no longer able to live in their communities after their neighbourhoods became too dangerous, many also lost their jobs and homes in the process. Thousands of children and young people have been forced out of their schooling as their families live in temporary accommodation and struggle to find enough food and clean water each day. Meanwhile, there are few signs that the gang's estimated 80% control over the capital city, Port-au-Prince, will ease any time soon.
Senators in the United States have repeatedly criticised Boeing's chief executive during a congressional hearing into the plane maker's safety record. Dave Calhoun faced questions about his multi-million dollar salary and why he's choosing to retire at the end of the year rather than resign immediately. Mr. Calhoun apologised to the relatives of those killed in two crashes involving 737 MAX aircraft.
I would like to apologise on behalf of all of our Boeing associates spread throughout the world, past and present, for your losses. They're gut-wrenching. And I apologize for the grief that we have caused. And I want you to know we are totally committed in their memory to work and focus on safety for as long as we're employed by Boeing.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the government is continuing to withhold a consignment of bombs from Israel over concerns about their possible use in urban areas of Gaza. He said the issue remained under review. An hour before he spoke, the Israeli Prime Minister claimed Mr. Blinken had privately assured him that Washington was working to remove what he called bottlenecks in arms deliveries. World News from the BBC. Authorities in Chad say a massive fire has broken out at a military ammunition depot in the capital N'Djamena. A government spokesperson said it had caused a series of explosions. Witnesses said the sky turned red and black as the weapons detonated. Residents have been urged to remain calm. Sudan and the United Arab Emirates have clashed at the UN Security Council over accusations that the UAE is backing the paramilitary force fighting a war against the Sudanese army. Sudan's ambassador said the rapid support forces supplied with weapons by the Emirates were systematically targeting villages and cities. The UAE ambassador described the allegation as ludicrous. President Putin has arrived in Pyongyang on a state visit ahead of his trip. Mr. Putin praised Pyongyang for its firm support for Russia's war in Ukraine. Shaima Khalil is in Seoul.
Seoul is actually waking up to pictures of Mr. Putin arriving to a red carpet welcome, being received by Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, and flanked by the military guard of honor. Crucially, there's going to be a lot of face-to-face time with the two leaders. These two men have a lot to talk about. This is significant not just because it's the first time for Vladimir Putin to be in Pyongyang in more than two decades, but I think it's also seen as another grand gesture in a deepening cooperation between those two pariah states to prove that they're not isolated, that they can have, that they have friends that they can rely on.
A mysterious reflective monolith has appeared in a remote mountain range in the Nevada desert in the United States, sparking speculation as to how it got there. Local police confirmed finding the rectangular 3-metre-tall structure along a hiking trail near Las Vegas. Similar metal installations appeared around the world in 2020. All of them disappeared as quickly as they popped up. BBC News.